Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, boys? Yo, public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know, a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
And it's super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party. And there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt too, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry, and actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So yeah, it's real chill. like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get glitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get glitz at getglitz.com. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
100%. I thought it was very good. Well, it was a tale of two halves. You know, they dominated in the first half, and then Kansas City, and they kept putting up his record like 6-3 or 8-3, you know, in playoff, you know, Mahomes. And, you know, obviously that miffed punt and the fucking blocked extra point didn't help, but the Chiefs definitely made the adjustments and took over in the second quarter. You know what I'm saying? The second half.
Yeah. So I split all my prop bets on this game.
Right.
But I hit my, I had my ticket that 4-1 ticket for 49ers to win, for the Chiefs to win the championship.
Right.
That I bet a few weeks ago. And then I had, I bet a teaser with the Chiefs plus eight and a half points and over, the over the game. And I also had one of my prop bets was under in the second half. So I was in a squares pool too. And I actually had, my numbers were 9 and 6 or something like that.
Right.
So, for the Chiefs and the Niners,
right,
for the fourth quarter. The Chiefs would have won the game in the fourth quarter by 3 points, I would have hit that. I would have hit my under. I would have lost my teasers. But I also had during the game when the Chiefs got down 10-0. This is crazy because like the Chiefs are notorious. Like people that bet in game betting, they bet while the game's going on. There's an old trend that when the Chiefs get down by 10 points or more, they win the game outright more than half the time when you get down by 10 points, right?
Right.
So I went on the ask, and when they were down 10-0, bro, the 49ers were like a 5-1 favorite to win the game. And the Chiefs like plus 340. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's like a bet. So I bet that, and then it like immediately went down. But I did pretty good on the game. I had the Chiefs. I had them winning the in game, and I had two teasers that I hit, but I split all my other props. But I did pretty well. But it was a good. That was a good game. It was funny that like people didn't really understand the. They said that the Niners, some of the players didn't understand the overtime rules. Like, how could you not understand the overtime rules? Like, it's pretty cut and dry. It's like, you know, go score if you don't.
Never been in an overtime game or seen an overtime.
Well, they were different this year, but they were kind of the same. Right. It's like the same basic overtime rules they had in the NFL. Where like, if you get a field goal, you the other team has a chance to come back, right? They give it, but also if you score a touchdown.
No, you have to score a touchdown.
No. if whoever got the ball first, right? If they go down and score a touchdown or a field goal, the other team gets the ball.
Right.
Like it used to be like in the regular season overtime, if you score the touchdown, the game's over. If you get the field goal, they get the other chance, right? But this the Super Bowl is different, right? So you could just see, like, Spagnuolo did a great job as a defensive coordinator here because, like, when it got down to the point where the 49ers had the ball and they were driving and it looked like they could have ran the clock down to nothing and kicked the field goal, won the game, he got very aggressive and, like just blitzed everybody. Like, just did them, they called them jailbreak blitzes. You know, where the safety, you just take the safety.
Purdy was under pressure.
Right, just massive pressure. And then, right. But that's the way you have to do it, because you have to take a risk.
No, you can't give them time.
You just let them go, right? They go,
especially, you saw the pressure when, remember that third and fourth?
Right.
When he.
Yeah. Because the thing was, if they would have gotten the first down, like if they would have gotten a first down, and you would have had like first and 10 from like the 26-yard line with like a minute 20 left, and you know, like that's a, you've got like a 99% chance to win. You know, just kick the field goal, right?
Right.
But yeah, there was great coaching. Just Pat Mahomes is just a GOAT, you know? Yeah,
he's Super Bowl MVPs, right?
I don't know.
And he's only 28.
I don't know how Brady's going to hold him off.
Four Super Bowls.
Bro, he's been in the championship game every year he's played. The AFC championship game. He's either gone
Won, yeah. I think, and not only that, I think they've won their division 9 years in a row. That's crazy.
6 years. Well, with him, every year. Some before that. Andy Reid's an excellent coach. Right. People are trying to say that Shanahan might be a loser, but I don't know. Andy Reid lost a bunch.
Bro, it was 25-22, and right. The scapegoat's already been gotten rid of. They got rid of the defensive guy, the coordinator. Now, on the other side, Spagnuolo, what's his name?
Andy Reid?
No. His offensive coordinator.
The offensive coordinator? I don't know who the offensive coordinator is. I thought Andy Reid called the play.
Sean McDermott.
No, the defensive. No. What's the defensive?
John Harbaugh?
No, John.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong list. I mean.
No. Well, who are you talking about, Conan? For which team?
I might be really high. I think for Kansas City is who I'm trying to say.
Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator.
Yes, Spagnuolo. That's what. Okay. Right. And he got a raise and an extension.
Right. Hmm. Yeah. This is they could be looking. You know what? Something.
Bro, look at this. Mahomes is 34-46 for 333 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, I had that was my one of my unders.
Bro, and the Niners were pressuring him all night too, and he only got sacked three times because he's got that ability to throw that sidearm or run.
Right. Yeah.
Did you talk about Kelce bumping Reed, or that's not even on? Didn't even concern you.
But that was. Yeah. It wasn't a big deal because Andy Reid didn't make a big deal of it.
Right.
Right.
And I think
and he put him in the game. Yeah, he wanted to be in the game. This guy fumbled and he just put me in the fucking game.
Right. Everybody was like online was like saying, "Oh my God, does this guy act around Taylor Swift like that? She could."
Oh yeah, no, I. You in danger, girl.
I just thought the funniest thing was watching people melt down over Taylor Swift online.
Right.
Just everybody like, I'm like, dude, come on.
And we already said on the other thing, what was it, 54 seconds of TV time for out of 4 hours. You know?
Right.
And
you
know,
you know what the over-under was, though? It was, they had actually, you could bet on it. I think the over-under was
38 or something.
35 seconds or something. Yeah. So it went way over. But bro, every time they show her, she's like either excited or she's having a heart attack because she's excited. Like, you know,
she's good TV.
She is good TV. You know, I don't know.
Not boring.
Right.
Okay. So listen to this. CBS Sports announced Sunday Super Bowl between the Chiefs and San Francisco is watched by a record 123.4 million viewers across CBS, Paramount Plus, Nickelodeon, Univision, CBS Sports, and NFL digital properties.
Right. You know the crazy number though?
Yeah.
119 million, I think. I think all but like 4 million of that was watching on CBS.
CBS. I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus
yeah, I
read Christ.
That. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Isn't that kind of funny? Like, you know, bro, like, this is like crazy is that the, you know, professional wrestling and popularity in the mid 90s was very close to on par with the NFL.
Right.
Like, you know, like when we, I always tell people this, you know, this is the comparison. It's years and years and years ago, you know, before ESPN, would, you know, they were on Monday Night Football, just on ABC, right? Well, they went to ESPN, okay? And back then, you know, we were coming off the tails of like the Monday Night Wars, when up to 10 to 11 million people would be watching wrestling on cable on Monday night, right? between the two shows, right? So, dude, when the football went to Monday Night Football on ESPN, I remember because I was following this, I'd been in booking, I'd follow numbers, bro. They did like 11 million people. I was like, wow. I go, you know, professional wrestling was like the brand was as popular as football back then. And now look at what the next 25 years brought. the NFL has just destroyed professional wrestling and like, you know, whatever they did right, you know, that the wrestling did wrong, you know, just couldn't capture that, couldn't keep that audience, you know?
Because even in the late in 99 and stuff, you'd get, you know, Raw with a 6 point whatever and Nitro with a 3 point whatever. It'd be almost 10 combined rating points. And then the Monday Night Football would get 7.5 or 8, you know, something like that. Right. So
let me ask you a question, Disco. The Chicago Bears have the number one pick again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take Caleb Williams or do you keep Fields?
Oh, I'd keep Fields. I would. Bro, I'm not giving Caleb Williams a pass on that scene I saw in that. Like, he may be talented, but I don't know if I'm going to invest in putting the guy in, you know, in charge of my team, okay? Like, he's going to quarterback my team for 4 or 5 years. That this guy literally was so egomaniacal that he, remember back when he wanted in his contract, he wanted a piece of the team. Remember that he was talking about his contract, but part of his contract was partial ownership in the team, okay? And then even after he said that, we showed that the clip of when he lost that game, and he was in the stands literally crying in his mom's arms. Like who, you know, like if you're an owner and you just know those two basic facts, are you gonna want to like draft this guy?
Let me just throw something in there. So the Chicago Bears general manager, his name is Ryan Poles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he worked in Kansas City with Mahomes, and he compares this guy to Mahomes.
Well, he compares Caleb Williams to Mahomes?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Why not? I don't think there's nothing really still... So I think Fields is still improving.
All right.
But here's the thing. If I was the Bears, you know, okay, they're thinking of trading Pittsburgh. They're trading Fields because Pittsburgh's the number one suitor supposedly now.
Right.
Their odds went.
That's what your boy is, Arthur Smith, right?
Yeah. They went from being like a 5-1 underdog to get Fields next to being like the favorite. It's like, Mitch, you gotta lay $100 to win $80 that Fields is gonna be on the team. So it looks like he might go there, right? But if I was like the Bears, dude, you know, you drafted this guy a few years ago. He's showed moments of brilliance. He's gotten hurt once, but I would draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Maybe this guy could use another weapon and be even like, you know, I don't know. Some of these teams, you know, I've seen quarterback play over the years deteriorate. You know, it's just right now, it's just like seems like Pat Mahomes is just like head and shoulders above everybody. And there's,
yeah, what you dread is that you pass up on him and then he blows up like a CJ Stroud and you're like, fuck. But that's just, you just never know.
Right. Then we saw did you see the shooting at the parade?
Yeah.
It was funny, too, because everybody's talking about guns. I was like, wait a second. What exactly happened here? And this is a bunch of gangbangers shooting at each other, you know, and the straight bullets hitting, like, you know, well, that's what gang violence is like. These people don't have, like, any regard for life. You know, they're just like the gun cult where they just shoot at each other. Like, they don't care if there's people around or nothing. It's crazy, you know?
It's too bad. And it could happen in any major city anywhere that there's a parade at, yeah. You're right, anywhere, yeah, but I'm saying anything, like Super Bowl parades.
But think about the low value you have respect for other people's lives, like
to fire
a gunfight in the middle of a big crowd just to kill the other guy. You know, it's like, Jesus Christ.
That sucks.
It's brutal.
There should be like a what do you call it? There should be like an agreement between gangs or whatever that can't happen. Come on, Super Bowl parade is hallowed ground. You know, everybody's there to enjoy themselves and.
So supposedly, in like the in Mexico, there's some honor among the gangs. Like, there's some rules that they don't really follow here. You know, so what do you know?
Holidays and stuff.
No, don't like stay away from churches. Stay away from school. I think schools. Coney, what are some? You know, like, some of the rules. Like some of the you hear more of that.
The mafia used to have those too.
Yeah, like you know churches, kids.
Right.
You know. I'm too high to remember.
If you remember the Wire, Conan, remember they had the Sunday morning truce among the Baltimore gangs, like they could, and then somebody broke the truce, and it was like their reputation was fucking ruined on the Wire. That was great.
Wow.
So, I wanted, bro, this guy Wembanyama, the other day scored 27 points, grabbed 14 rebounds, and blocked 10 shots.
Yeah, triple double with no assists with the other blocks.
All right. These are the only guys that have ever done this. Now, he's a rookie.
Right.
Kareem, Ralph Sampson, David Robinson once. So he's already tied them. Listen to this. Olajuwon did it four times.
What about Will Chamberlain?
Yeah, Chamberlain's not on this list.
Really?
Yep.
Wait, Wiltshire. Oh, you know why? I think they, Joe, look this up while we're doing the sports. Look at what year they started recording block shots as a stat.
Yeah, that could have been it.
Yeah, I think because they didn't, right. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, because he's had crazy numbers.
73-74.
Yeah. So that was like,
I used to think, this guy's just scoring and blocking shots because he's tall, because he's taller than everybody until I watched him play. Yeah. Right. He had skills.
Right. Are you interested? You watch UFC this weekend. It's kind of interesting because I don't think the fight's really drawing that well because on ESPN Plus, they're offering $10 off for this
yeah,
card.
That's always a good.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting fight because this guy, Ilya Topuria, is a real deal. And he could be dethroning Alex Volkanovski. I mean, this guy's been the most impressive fighter that I've seen. Like you know, coming up through the ranks and now he's getting a title shot, but he's wrestling arguably.
Oh, he's a Spanish guy, right?
Topuria. He's from, he's actually from, where's he from?
No, he's from Georgia originally and he grew up in Spain because right. I saw the embedded thing.
Yeah. So he's a
Spanish and Georgian professional fighter. Yeah.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Yep. Right. So this card is kind of interesting because it's got a few interesting fights because Whitaker's facing Paulo Costa. Whitaker's a big favorite, even though he hadn't really looked good lately. And Costa, I don't know. I mean,
I'll take Costa.
He's just a beast that's never really fulfilled his potential. And he doesn't look as big as before. So hopefully he'll have more gas.
And I think Topuria too, man.
No, Topuria.
Underdog night. Yeah.
It's going to be a great fight.
Well, actually, Topuria's been trending. The betting odds in this fight have been very interesting. They've gone back and forth between the favorites. Yeah. Like, there's been money coming in on Topuria that's made him the favorite. Then the money goes back on Volkanovski. Like whoever's the underdog in this fight is probably going to get a lot of action.
Are you interested in this match, Glenn?
Yes.
A woman's strawweight bout between former UFC women's strawweight championship challenger Amanda Lemos and the Ultimate Fighter Team Joanna versus Team Claudia strawweight winner Tatiana Suarez.
Wait, Amanda Lemos is facing Mackenzie Dern. Where did you get that from?
Oh, was scheduled for the event. However, Suarez withdrew from the event due to an injury and was replaced by Mackenzie Dern.
Right, correct. No, I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in Henry Cejudo's fight against Devashvili.
Yeah.
And I like Devashvili.
Wow.
I don't know how to pronounce
it. Got this.
And I want to.
It's called Ian, a div.
And Ian Gary's been running his mouth and people have been making fun of his wife.
Jeff Neal.
So the fighter.
That's crossing the line. You don't make fun of somebody's wife.
Well, he's married. He's married to Austin Body's godfather. Did you know that? We talked about this before.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's a big saver too. He's really good. This Gary guy, but it's like he sounds like a crybaby in all his interviews. Like everything's always offensive to him. Like he's always getting pissed. You just think like he's trying to be like Conor McGregor, I think, but Conor just talked his shit. He didn't get he was like the A1 personality in the room. This guy's not. He's kind of like a bitch a little bit,
There might be two changing of the guard matches here. The main event.
Yep.
And the double shield.
Yeah. Against Cejudo. Well, Cejudo's
And I like Cejudo, bro. I really like Cejudo.
He's a big underdog, which I think there's a lot of good betting opportunities.
He's smart. He's very smart and he's very talented and very skilled.
Bro, you got to listen to this, okay? You've got guys in these fights that are underdogs that like very rarely lose. Like Paulo Costa's 14-2 and he's like a 2-1 underdog to Whitaker. And Henry Cejudo's 16-3, and he's like almost a 2-1 underdog to this other guy. That's I'm probably going to bet Cejudo at that price because I don't know. I just think that's too much. But this is going to be an interesting card. We'll talk about it next week. But anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's about it. My Celtics are in first place, and the Lakers aren't. So I'm very happy about that. And did you see that they were trying the Philadelphia 76ers? Tried to get LeBron and the Golden State Warriors.
I saw that. Golden State was trying to get LeBron. Yeah, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah. They just got that Buddy Hield guy. He can shoot.
Yeah.
But they're still getting used to Doc Rivers,
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So that's been the sports. If you got any comments, questions, opinions, whatever, send them to K100questions@gmail.com. Boom.